Think I'm good. How are you all? You comfy? Be honest. Terry's honest. You need a footstool. Hey, the good news is this: here's it. The longer you sit in them, and the more you sit in them, the softer they'll get. All right. They're beautiful chairs. Who loves the chairs? We do. You are blessed. Honestly, this is like, see people go, oh, they're very hard. I'm like, oh, tell me your first world problems. Seriously. Amen. We are blessed. We're going to land the plane, so to speak. Someone said that last week, I think. And I thought, oh, I hope I don't crash it. But we are. We're going to land the plane on our series on discipleship. Go and make disciples. Have you learned a lot? I love it how you can grab a series like this or a theme like this, and it just so much comes out of it. Is that something that you experienced? It's like, has everyone just been getting little nuggets and you know, learning new things and being empowered and being encouraged and, you know, on this journey? Well, that's why we do it. Amen. That's why we hit these topics and talk about these things, and I've loved hearing the different messages, and they've been incredible. And so we're going to land the plane today. We're going to finish it off, and again, I hope that you leave today encouraged, inspired, and ready to continue on in your own journey, your own personal journey of discipleship. Amen. So who's been to school here? Hopefully most people have. That's not a trick question. We've all been at school, okay? We've all done school. Some have done it better than others. Some went, yeah, Dad's nodding at the front row there. We've definitely all done it better than others, or some of us have done it better than others, some of us not so well. But we've all been enrolled in school, right? There's a reason that we go to school. There's a reason that we, you know, attend colleges and learn and do all these things, right? But I've got to ask you this question. Like, who knows that if we were enrolled in school but we never attended, how difficult it would be to learn, to grow, and to succeed? That's the truth of it, all right? And people can say, well, you know what, you can succeed and you can grow and you can learn without school. It just, you know what, that's true. But you have to enroll and put your attention into and ultimately be discipled in something to learn, to grow, and to be successful. Is this true? So we use school as a bit of an example because it's just easy, because we all go, we all understand that, and school is important to learn, to grow, and to be successful. Amen? But here's the thing. Many believe in this. I'm not talking to any one of you here, okay? Understand that. I am talking to you, however. Hear what I'm saying? Many believers unknowingly stop at salvation, all right? Many believers, it's like they enroll in school, but they never attend the lessons. Amen? They stop at salvation and never commit to discipleship. So, like I said, I'm not talking to you, all right? Because I know that's what you're all doing. And you've been sitting and learning about discipleship for the last 5 weeks. Okay, so we're making a commitment to discipleship, to learning, to growing, to developing. Amen? But many believers don't do that. They stop at salvation. Okay? And like I said before, we've heard some amazing messages so far on discipleship. You know what, and it might not be the most exciting topic, but let me tell you this, it's necessary. And I hope you've learnt that it's necessary, that it's so important that we talk about this stuff. Because we're not meant to just stop at salvation. There's a journey that we're meant to go on. Amen? And you got to think, like, just think about this, like how much attention Jesus put into discipleship. Like, that was his thing. We know this, the 12 disciples. Like, he paid personal attention to a group of people because of how important this is. Turn to the person next to you and say, this is important. This will change your life. You know what? Our church is about transforming lives. Okay, and we can't do that without discipleship. Amen? This subject is necessary. And I'll tell you why. Okay, and this might, you know, this is a heavy statement to make, but it's so true. You know that many of the struggles that we face in life, you know, things like lack or fear, anxiety, like all those kinds of things can be traced back to a lack of discipleship. Think about it. We're going to explain that, okay? Because I know it's a heavy thing. It can be traced back to a lack of discipleship, not entering into a journey of discipleship. We're called to be disciples, not just believers. Amen? We're called to be disciples, not just believers. And I know we've covered this, but a disciple is this. A disciple is a pupil, a learner, someone who continues in the Word. That's how we define discipleship, someone who continues in the Word. Amen? And we find this, and I've got like 1,000 scriptures. Okay, well, I've only got a few today, all right, but we're going to dig deep into them, okay, and look at them really, really deeply, okay? So John chapter 8, let's go. I didn't even give the guys my list because usually there's heaps of them, so I feel sorry for them, but I'm sure they can keep up with what we're going to go through today. But we're going to base in this scripture, John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. This is what it says, okay? If you, someone say you, I'm using the New King James Version if you wanted to know. If you continue in my word, someone say continue in my word. Look at this. Then you are my disciples indeed. Then you are my disciples indeed. And look at this. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? It shall set you free. This is discipleship. You want to know how to be discipled, or you want to know how to disciple, then what do? Continue in His Word. We continue in His Word. You know, and it's interesting because the very wording right here says that there's people who claim to be disciples, but they aren't true disciples. Okay? There are people that claim to be disciples, but they aren't true disciples. If you want to be a true disciple, what do you have to do? Continue in His Word. Interesting that word continue has no end. It's continue. It's always. It's as long as you and I are walking on the earth. We are to continue in His Word if we are to be what? True disciples. Amen? And then what does it say? Then indeed you are my disciples. And what? You shall know the what? Truth, and it will set you free. Amen? So the truth doesn't set you free unless you know it. The truth doesn't set you free unless you know it. How do we get to know it? Staying in the Word, continuing in the Word. And the kind of knowing that this is talking about here is it's an experiential knowing. Amen? It's a lived out knowing. It's a lived out knowledge of His Word that we need to continue in. Amen? Keep your finger in John 8, 31, 32, because we're going to go back there. But we're going to have a look because we have to, because this is, you know, the title of the theme of the series, Matthew 28, 19 to 20. Matthew 28, 19 to 20. It says this, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them, this is verse 20, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Okay, so the Great Commission, we know, obviously is about making disciples. And we know, you know, by virtue of the fact that these are some of the very last words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. Okay? And I emphasized a little bit earlier how important discipleship is, and how and Jesus's life exampled that. He showed that. Okay? So disciple is such an important thing. Okay? Discipleship is such an important thing. So much so that his last words on earth were what? Go and make disciples. We've got to look at I like those little things, like those little intricacies and little details when you read things, like, oh, get far out, man. Like, this is like, it was one of the last things he ever said on earth. That's got to be important. Like, he landed the plane. Amen? It's like the exclamation mark double twice, three times. Like, disciples are important. Discipleship is important. Amen? So the Greek word for disciple means to become a learner or an enrolled student or a pupil, like we mentioned before. So again, if we all went to school and we had, you know, had to sit in class, and all that we did, you know, even though we know that it's like not the most fun thing to do, all right, if all we did was just sit in class and did nothing, what would that achieve? Nothing. You know, can you, and I'll think about this, like I obviously you've got lots of children, and, you know, the children get homework, okay? And how many parents know that most of the time, I know there's some extraordinary students, where's Olivia? She's probably out there. But there's some extraordinary students who, and my son Toby, he's like extraordinary, just gets it done, you know what I mean? But there are some times that you'll have your children who you'll need to sort of remind them in the afternoon that they've got homework to do. Anyone ever have that experience? Or, you need to tell them, hey, have you done your homework? Ask these questions, right? And the teachers, you know, they check the homework to make sure that they've done the homework. Okay, but again, look, how, you know, if it was left up to their own devices, that homework wouldn't be getting done. Is this right? It just wouldn't. It wouldn't happen. Okay. So we need to do more than just sit in the chair. We need to do more than just attend class. There's something that has to be done. Amen? We have to become a pupil, a learner of his word, okay? And what does that require? Discipline. Discipline. It's interesting that you can pull that word straight out of what? Discipleship. I know you know this is like, yeah, we've seen this before, but it's true. To be a pupil, to be a learner. To be someone, you know, that you think about like sports and things like that, and you hear people, they become like an expert in the discipline of golf. You know, what have they done? They've entered into a journey where they've learnt that skill so well that they become an expert. But they had to. It required discipline. Okay, for them to do that. I guarantee you that, you know, if it was left up to our own devices, most of us wouldn't even be able to read and write. Is this true? It requires discipline. Someone say discipline. Okay, so back to John 8, verse 31 and 32. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So, this is cool because this isn't talking about discipleship in a negative way. All right? What it's actually doing is showing us that being a disciple and being on that discipleship journey is a path to freedom. It's a path to freedom. How good is that? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Discipleship is the path to freedom. Someone say it's the path to freedom. You know, and again, that's a big statement right there. Again, like most people see when they think of discipleship, or even that word discipline, I think of it in this negative context, right? But it's not. It's the path to freedom. Amen? You know, the way that we, it's kind of like the way that you feel about school tests or things like that. Like it brings this sort of negative feeling in. But it's not. It's the path to freedom. The actual fact is that we gain knowledge when we discipline ourselves. When we enter into this journey of discipleship, we gain knowledge. And what is knowledge? It is power. It's empowerment. And actually, it helps you to be able to do something that you couldn't do before. When someone decides to become an expert in the discipline of golf, all right, I'm using golf, tennis, whatever you like to do, okay? They enter into this journey where they, you know, practice, you know, training, you know, discipline. And they end up being so good at this thing that, but you know what? If they didn't do that, they wouldn't be able to, you know, get a birdie or, you know, serve an ace or whatever it is. Okay? You learn things, okay? Which help you to do life better and to enter into freedom, which is where we're meant to be living. It's where Jesus wants us to be, set free. Amen? So someone say knowledge is power. Discipleship empowers us. Amen? And it puts us on this path to freedom. So Jesus didn't say go and make converts, did he? He didn't say go and make converts. He said make disciples. Make disciples. So what does that mean? It means that, you know, being born again is just the beginning. But discipleship is the journey. Amen? Discipleship is the journey. And there's so many different examples we can use. And I made that statement before how, you know, a lot of the stuff that we struggle in life can be traced back to a lack of discipleship. So we can use a whole bunch of different examples. But I want to just concentrate real quick on fear and anxiety. It seems to be a bit of a thing. It's going on in the world at the moment. Is it? Can everyone agree? Yes. Okay, so, you know, fear, anxiety, you know, it's a real thing. But when we become serious about the Word of God, you don't have to put your hand up. I'm sure there's people in here that probably struggle in this area a little bit, okay? But what you'll notice is that when you begin to focus on the Word of God and continue in the Word of God, remember the truth sets us free. You'll know the truth and it sets you free. What I can absolutely guarantee you is that you will notice fear and anxiety begin to fade. It will fade. Because this is what his word says. You'll be set free. Amen? Why? Because what happens in that process is that, you know, you begin to replace lies with truth. Those things that are making you feel anxious or bringing fear, that's just the devil, you know, speaking lies into you. And what happens is when we begin to know the truth replaces the lies and we begin to be set free. This is the process. And this is what happens on that journey of discipleship. that anxiety, you know, it's removed. It begins to fade, you know, and your mind begins to be renewed and your heart and it begins to be filled with peace. Amen. Look at these scriptures, 2 Peter 1, verse 2 and 3. Grace and peace will be multiplied to you in, look at this, grace and peace will be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. Where does the knowledge come from? Continuing in my word. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all that pertain to life and godliness through what? The knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Knowledge. Knowing him. Knowing who he is. Knowing what he carries. Knowing what you have. Someone say, I have this. Because you do. It's already there. We'll look at that in a second. Look at Isaiah 26, verse 3. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace. Look at this. Whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. Romans 12, 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen? So if we lack peace, it's because of what? It's because our mind is not yet renewed. So discipleship, sometimes we can think if you've been around long enough, you can have these little thoughts that, you know, discipleship is just this checking off the spiritual to-do list. Oh, yes, I was discipled by someone once, you know, for about a month. So I'm good. No. Discipleship is not just this thing that we need to do to check it off our spiritual to-do list. It's about transformation. And you know what? Everyone, listen to me. It's a journey. But it's a journey that we're never meant to get off. So when I said before, like, I'm going to land the plane, we're actually not. We're just going to keep on soaring, man. We're just going to keep going. Frequent flyer miles. We just keep going. It's a journey that we're never meant to get off. Amen? Praise God. But you know what? You've got it. It's in you. It's in you. The moment that you receive Jesus, he came to live on the inside of you. You know all those scriptures, and we say them a lot, we're new creations. It's true. This is who you are. This is what God's provided for us. Amen? You know, but we don't, it's almost like we don't approach God in that way. It's like, you know, someone buys you a new car, you know, and you leave the car in the garage, keys on the bench, and you're walking around and, you know, walking up hills, down hills, exhausted all the time, you know. And that's what it's like sometimes when we go to God for things. He's given us this new car drive. Just get in it and go for it. We don't need to be walking around exhausted all the time, feeling tired, you know, feeling like we're having to ask God about, you know, where's this, where's that? You know, he's given it to us already. Amen? Use what he's already been provided for you. You know, we often pray to God, you know, like, God, heal me, bless me, help me. You know, as if he hasn't already done it. But he has. Amen? God has already moved. Turn to the person next to you and say, he has already moved. He's already provided. But see, the thing is that the problem isn't with God moving. The problem is with us knowing. The problem is with us knowing. Do you know that faith doesn't move God? What? Faith doesn't move God. Amen? Faith receives what God has already done. Faith receives what God has already done. Amen? And you know we're going to go there. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by, and hearing by the Word of God. Are you liking this journey? We have to continue in His Word. Then you will be my true disciples. Amen? So God has given you everything you already have and already need. He is a good God. Tell the person next to you, He is a good God. The thing is that we just need to know it. We just need to walk in it. You know, healing, prosperity, peace, you know, it's already there. He's already given us through Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know that people suffer not because they're bad, but because they just don't know. Anyone ever heard that statement, ignorance is bliss? Let me tell you this, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is bondage. Ignorance is bondage. Bradley, I get Bradley when I'm in trouble. Hopefully I'm not in trouble. Ignorance isn't bliss. Ignorance is bondage. You know, and if you're not walking in freedom in some area, ready? It's because of a lack of knowledge. All right. I had to say it, sorry. But I'll go back to Scripture. This is Scripture. John 8:31-32. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Okay, let's say we're only using a few scriptures. Back to Matthew 28:19-20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So Jesus said what? Make disciples, not converts. You'll like this. I like this. This is good. There's a reason for it. There's a reason. There's always a reason. Okay? Do you know that if one believer led 1,000 people to Christ each year, okay, this is a pretty simple math actually when I come to think of it. If one believer led 1,000 people to Christ in each year, they'd reach 35,000 people in 35 years. Okay? So we're using the 30, essentially 33, 35 years that Jesus was on earth, right? We'd only have reached 35,000 people if, you know, 1,000 people, man. Imagine getting 1,000 people saved every year. Like, that's epic. That's amazing. All right? But look at this. But if one believer discipled just one person every 6 months, one person every 6 months, and those disciples did the same, within 17 years, over 8 billion people would be reached. Do you know how many people there are on earth? I can tell you. 8,231,613,070. One. Two. Isn't that incredible? So if one person decided to disciple one person every 6 months, so two people a year, in 17 years, the whole world would be reached. Can you see why Jesus said to go and make disciples? Can you see why it's important? Amen? Because discipleship is actually more effective to the kingdom of God than believership. Is that okay to say? We've got to take that first step first. We understand that, right? Not discounting that. We have to do that. But man, we've got to make a big deal of discipleship. Jesus did. Amen? All right, we're gonna land this plane, and I'm going to get to the place where the rubber hits the road. Okay, you ready? This is the challenges that we face sometimes. No, that we need to face. You know that we actually decide who disciples us, and we actually decide who and what we are a disciple of. So I'm going to ask you the question, what or who is discipling you? Who is discipling you? We're all a disciple of something. We are all a disciple of something. And it's really easy to answer this question by just asking these questions like, what's stealing your time? You know? What is it? Is it social media? Is it TV? You know, what if we just gave half of that time to the Word of God? Amen? We need to make this thing personal. You know, so instead of, binge watching a series on TV, you can binge watch The Chosen. Who's done that? That's binge watch that. Man, that's a good one. But, you know what, instead of binge watching a TV series, choose to read like one chapter of the Bible a day. I'm just trying to make it, let's make it easy. One chapter of the Bible a day, you know, do it, journal it, all right? Small steps. You know what? Small steps lead to big changes. Amen? Small steps lead to big changes. You know, and here's the thing, you won't be discipled in 1.5 hours a week. You won't even be discipled going to like a weekend conference. Amen. You'll learn some stuff. But like I said, this is something that needs to be continued in. Which means it needs to be a daily thing, a lifelong thing, a lifelong commitment. You know, what type of pupil would we be if we only went to school like 1 hour a week? We're not going to get too much out of it, right? So prioritize the Word above everything else, above social media, entertainment, any other distractions. You know what? Let's just go 15 minutes a day. Start there. 15 minutes, it'll make a big deal. Is this okay? I'll finish with this. Acts 2, real quick. Acts 2, 42. You don't want to know, like I was looking through these notes this morning and I found all these really cool little things in the scripture. I'm going to read it out because my notes don't have the whole scripture. I'm going to read it to you. Ready? This is Acts 2, verse 42. It says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine." So what this is, the early church, right? After Jesus is ascended to heaven, this is what they did, okay? "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers." This is discipleship, all right? "Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking of bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." So that's the early church. They modeled discipleship. And when I was looking through this stuff this morning, I actually found five disciplines of discipleship. I'm just going to tell you what they are, okay? So the first one, where it says, verse 42, continued steadfastly. That's what we mentioned before, continued in the Word. The teachings of the apostles, right? That's the study. That's the first one, okay? And doctrine and fellowship. See, that's the second one. These are the disciplines. Fellowship. Amen? in the breaking of bread and in prayers. So prayer, that's the third discipline of discipleship. So continue, and then, sorry, because I skipped it out. Verse 45 said, they sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. What's that? Service. That's the fourth discipline of discipleship. Amen? And the fifth one, praising God. Worship. The five disciplines of discipleship: study, prayer, fellowship, worship, and service. It's amazing how much is in that little thing there. But they got it. Amen? They got it. This is what we need to commit to. This is what we need to start doing. You know, who wants to... I don't want to just stop at being a believer, man. I don't want to stop at just being a fan of Jesus. I want to be a follower of Jesus. Amen? We need to be followers, not just fans. We need to be disciples, not just believers. Amen? So starting today. Someone say starting today. Prioritize discipleship. Now we're not landing the plane. We're going to keep going. But prioritize discipleship. You know, set time apart daily for Him. Find a Bible study partner. Join a connect group. This is what was modeled in the early church. That's just talking about being in a connect group. Join a connect group. Amen. Pray. Worship. Serve one another. Don't just be a fan, but be a follower of Jesus. Amen. Let me pray for you. Thank you, Father. So, Lord, real quick, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for this word. We thank you for this series, Lord, and all those things that we've learned through it, Father. And Lord, we want to commit to this. We want to commit to this. So, Father, stir our hearts to go deeper. Help us to become true disciples, Lord. Renew our minds, Father, and teach us to know and live your truth. Teach us to know and live your truth. In Jesus' name. Everyone said? Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Did we do okay? Thank you, Lord. Did you get so I had to rush through the end of that? But that's okay. I like those five disciplines. That was fun finding that this morning. You know, you can spend all this time doing this stuff and then all of a sudden go, oh, look at that. That's cool. Word of God. But that's what happens. That's what happens. Amen. Well, bless you. Did you need to do anything else, Mama? You want to come up? You want to?